Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to roleplay before God. Just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you'll begin to sense His grace. This is your Father you're dealing with, and He knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray simply like this, Matthew 6, 6, and 7b. God made you, and Christ saved you, and that makes you a person of tremendous worth to Him. Treat yourself with this quiet time away from life and have some Jesus time right here, right now. Be 100% present when you pray this prayer with me. Put the thoughts of everything else out of your mind and just think of this moment, this special moment you're going to have with God. And kneel if you like, or stand. Close your eyes if you like, and raise your hands towards heaven, arms stretched wide like you're asking God to notice you. Oh God, creator and sustainer of the whole universe, you're my loving Father and interested in every detail of my life. You only have good for me and desire to give me healing, wholeness, and forgiveness. Therefore, I place myself at your feet under your authority and your control and protection for your will to be done in my life. Everything over which you've given me authority, Lord, I place at your feet. My family, my friends, all the blessings, the gifts you've given me, the talents, my life experiences, everything, Lord, over which you've given me authority, I place at your feet right now. Now picture their faces. Any burdens you have right now, lay them down at his feet. Have any praises to thank him for? Let yourself feel the gratitude. Feel it. Be grateful. Thank God for all he's done for you. In Christ, I deserve, desire, and willingly receive the abundance and prosperity of the universe. It flows to me, is promised to me, and is mine to keep. In return for my obedience to the Lord by fully utilizing the gifts he has given me, the universe benefits directly and indirectly by the value added by my obedient actions and prosperity. All my debts have long since been paid for and forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I honor the Lord by forgetting them and learning from them. Think about that. All your debts have been forgiven. Now receive that forgiveness and own it. I retain focus and gain strength with the help of the Holy Spirit and overcome all obstacles. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now go out into the rest of this day and claim your newfound freedom. Freedom to do your very best for the Lord and receive all that He has for you. Remember, He is your source and supply, and all your needs are met. Take that belief into every circumstance today, and you'll have Christian vitality. Every circumstance.